here. There's not so very many of us, but I just want to speak a little bit about this lovely letter of Philemon. In the Bible, there's many books that are written by Paul. He writes so many letters, some of them to churches and some of them to people like Timothy. But this letter, Philemon, is a little bit different because Philemon was, in a way, maybe also a church and an individual. Philemon had a house where a church met. And Paul had been blessed by him, and Paul knew him very well. He was a friend of him. But Philemon had a problem. Philemon had somebody who was working in his house who was not what he should be. He had this man called Onesimus. Now, I wonder if anybody knows what Onesimus means. Does any of the young ones know what it means? Does any of the older folk know what it means? Well, it means profitable. But this Onesimus was not profitable at all. In fact, it says in verse 10 that he was unprofitable. Or verse 11, rather. Who was once unprofitable to you. This man was not living up to his name at all. And it seems, although we don't know all the facts, it seems as if maybe he stole something, that he took some money, that he left, and he went away from that place where he lived and went all the way to Rome to escape. It would have been very dangerous for a slave to have run away in those days. They could have been picked up. And all sorts of terrible things could have happened to a slave on his own, especially one who was caught stealing. But you know, in God's providence, this man, Onesimus, arrived in Rome and met up with Paul. And it seems that when he was with Paul, that his life was completely changed. There was such a dramatic change in this man's life that now, where he was unprofitable, verse 11, who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me. His life had been completely changed round. But Paul knew that he couldn't keep this servant, he couldn't keep this slave, because he didn't belong to him. He belonged to Philemon. Now, we're very thankful we live in a day where slavery's not really something we have to deal with. We're not saying there's no slavery, there certainly is, but it's not really like it was back in Bible times. It's very, very different. Slavery's not a good thing. But there was a duty of care that Philemon would have had. He would have had to look after Onesimus. And he did own him. And Paul realized that he needed to give him back because he didn't belong to Paul. Although he was useful for Paul and he liked this man. And he was a real help to him. And he wanted to keep him. He couldn't. He had to send him back to Philemon. How should Philemon have him? How should he receive him? Should he maybe beat him up and say, well, that's for stealing from me? Or should he treat him badly? Well, Paul says, no, that's not how you should be treating him. What does he say in verse 14? Or, well, we'll read from verse 15. For perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave. He says, I don't want you to just take him back as a slave. That's not how you should be taking him back. A beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you? Isn't that a wonderful thing that this man who was unprofitable, who was stealing from his master, had now had his heart changed so much that Paul said to Philemon, when you welcome him back, you need to welcome him back as a brother. What a wonderful thing that is. You know, boys, and I'm looking for girls, but I'm not seeing any girls. Well, there's one girl. You know, boys and girls, when we come to know the Lord, when we come to trust in him, we become united to him. And indeed, we can call Jesus Christ our brother. What a wonderful relationship that is. Well, Onesimus was restored to his master. We really don't know what's happened. We really don't know how he brought him back. But I think probably we can have a good guess about this. Because if Philemon didn't take him back in a good way, then this letter would be gone, wouldn't it? But the fact that we've got it, the fact that it was preserved, the fact that it was kept, means that Philemon really treasured this letter. I think he really did. and he welcomed back Onesimus. I'm pretty sure that's true. What a wonderful story that is. Well, let's sing once more. Well, we can't sing. It's force of habit, I'm afraid. Hymn number 2, which is 772 in Christian hymns. Fill thou my life, O Lord my God, in every part with praise, that my whole being may proclaim thy being and thy ways. That should be our prayer to God, that he would fill our lives with praise for him.